Good afternoon. It's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. In just 2 weeks, a program in Rhinelander has collected more than 350 pounds of plastic bags for recycling. Those bags will be transformed into a composite bench in the city. Here's more about the program.
If you're like me, this describes your relationship with plastic bags pretty well.
A lot of people have like a cupboard full of them or like a space in their garage where they just have plastic bags on top of plastic bags because you can't throw them away. You can't recycle them with like your regular recycling, but like you don't want them to go to landfill, so they just pile up in your house.
That's Emily Pop, who works at Mel's Trading Post in Rhinelander. Pop is organizing a 5-month project to collect people's bags for recycling through a program called Trax. Trax uses plastic bags to make composite decking and will turn Rhinelander's bags into a community bench if 500 pounds are collected by September 1st. That goal seems inevitable. In just 2 weeks, people have recycled more than 350 pounds of bags. Eligible bags include grocery bags, Ziplocs, ice bags, and cereal bags.
Kind of the rule of thumb that I have learned is that if you can push your finger into it and the bag stretches, you can bring it in. If it snaps right away, like if you break through it right away, or if it doesn't budge, it's not eligible.
You can recycle bags at Mel's Trading Post. Recycling facilities are also coming soon at Tractor Supply Company and the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce.
And the location of that potential bench made from recycled bags is yet to be determined. Shipping containers being brought into Eagle River appear not to have any regulations, but that will change. The city council adopted specifications last week for where they will be and not be allowed. The adopted ordinance by the city council specified shipping containers are not to be used for human or animal habitation. They'll also be restricted to one container, therefore can't be stacked on top of each other. In addition, where allowed, they must be painted a single color or have all advertising removed. While shipping containers usually come as standard width and height, the council did not restrict their length. You can learn more about which zones they'll be allowed in on our website, wxpr.org. Union leaders in Wisconsin are raising awareness about tax fraud in the construction industry. Mike Mullen has more.
A new report by the Midwest Economic Policy Institute says Wisconsin loses an estimated $40 million a year in tax revenue from construction payroll fraud. Adam Dunnick of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters notes within this field, tax fraud is often accompanied by wage theft, which he says can go undetected because of the nature of the work.
One day you're on one job site, maybe the week or two later you're in another city, you're doing a different job. It moves around so much, sometimes it's easy for people to kind of just miss, not even see.
In addition to shortchanging these workers, he says contractors often misclassify employees as independent contractors to avoid paying taxes. The union says there's been positive movement in getting cities and states to crack down on this activity, including a task force created by Governor Tony Evers. But it says more policies are needed to protect workers and taxpayers.
That's Mike Mullen reporting. A new report shows Wisconsin's unemployment rate held steady at 3.8% in March, below the national rate of 6%. The State Department of Workforce Development released the report yesterday that found the state added 13,000 total non-farm and 11,000 private sector jobs from February to March. Wisconsin is still down 129,000 jobs from March of last year when the COVID-19 pandemic seized the state. The state unemployment rate at that time was 3.3%. Democrat Tom Nelson says he raised more than $250,000 in the first 3 months of the year in his bid for U.S. Senate. That's only about 25% of what challenger Alex Lazary brought in over 6 weeks. Nelson, the Outagamie County executive, has cast himself as a financial underdog in the race. He faces Lazary, a Milwaukee Bucks executive and son of a billionaire, and State Treasurer Sarah Gottlewski, who's married to a millionaire. They're all running for the seat currently held by Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who has yet to say whether he'll seek a third term next year. We should reach 51 degrees this afternoon under sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 24. A nice weekend on tap, 53 degrees tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Then mostly sunny once again on Sunday with a high near 56 degrees. You're listening to WXPR News.